Very pleased now to be joined by former NHL goaltender Eddie Lack, and now he's a real estate agent in Scottsdale, Arizona, and we appreciate you taking a couple of minutes for us here, Eddie. And before we get to stories from your career and everything else, I just wanted to ask, you know, how you're doing, how's life in quarantine, how have you been balancing your career now as a real estate agent with having to take precautions and, you know, everyone being in quarantine, even there in Arizona?
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me. I mean, quarantine has been a time for me where I could just, like, focus in on different things. I've been more focused on, like, the online part of real estate. I mean, I'm selling residential down here, and it's been kind of just, like, a part for me to focus on different stuff that I haven't really paid attention to, like, before. I mean, the workouts and stuff that I've been doing has more been focused on my backyard, but I would say that other than that, my life hasn't really changed that much.
So how did real estate become something that, you know, kind of pulled at you a little bit? Like as your career was winding down and you were starting to look at maybe other options besides hockey, how did real estate become something that appealed to you?
So I've always been interested in it, and I've always invested in real estate when I played and everything like that. But my family's been doing it since I was a kid. So I kind of grew up around it and everything, and I just didn't want to move back to cold Sweden. I wanted to stay over here and do my own thing. So it kind of came naturally to me. But it's been a really fun journey so far.
Eddie, before we chat about your NHL career, I was curious to ask you a little bit about playing with Leksands in Sweden, because, of course, you went undrafted, and then after the NHL draft takes place, you were signed by the Canucks directly from overseas. So what was that process like for you, and how did you come to pick, let's say, Vancouver over some other teams?
So I basically played in Leksand, and then actually played 1 year in Brynäs too with Jacob Markstrom, and he was the starter, and I only played like, I think, like 13 or 14 games that year, so I didn't really expect to have like the NHL interest and everything, right? And I thought that it was going to be like a couple years for me, but Vancouver called me and they're like, hey, like, we want to sign you to a two-way, and you pretty much have, like, tonight, we need a decision by tomorrow morning. And I was like, all right, well, this is, like, really unexpected, right? So I thought about it for, like, maybe, like, an hour, and then I was like, all right, I don't know if this opportunity is, like, ever going to come again. So I just signed and went for it.
So you talk about playing in Leksands before Brynäs there with Jacob Markstrom, and one of your teammates in Leksands was Ed Belfour, the legendary Ed Belfour. It was obviously the late stages of his career there in 2008-2009. He came over after a long, great NHL career. What do you remember about Ed Belfour in Sweden? What was your relationship like with him, and what kind of teammate was he at that stage of your career and his career?
So I had a great relationship with him. Like, so when he first came and I saw how much that he prepared and how much he cared, like, the guy was 43 years old, and he, like, still, like, sharpened his old skates and like, was very particular about, like, how everything was going to feel, and, like, he still really cared about the game, right? And just seeing the way that he prepared himself to, like, play at that age, like, that was super cool for me to be around, like, someone that has done, like, so much at the NHL level too.
So Eddie, after you joined, after your time with Lexens and Brynäs, of course, you joined the Canucks, and you know, over the course of your career, you ended up playing for a number of different teams, but specifically two teams in Canada, Vancouver and Calgary. And of course, the Canucks and Flames have a very tense relationship at times. I'm sure you've experienced. What is the experience from a player's perspective from playing between two cities on the West Coast that have such an animosity for each other?
So I thought, and I was kind of hoping when I was first traded from Vancouver that I was going to be traded to like Calgary, because that was the rumors, but it was kind of like Calgary or Edmonton maybe that I was going to get traded to, right? So I was kind of hoping that I would go to Calgary right away, but then Carolina showed up and everything like that happened. But yeah, I mean, I loved playing in Canadian cities. I'm an only child. I love to be in the spotlight, and that's kind of what you are when you're in Canada, right? And you play hockey, you're like a rock star, right? So I only have good memories from the Canucks. I wish that I played a little bit more when I went like to Flames, but yeah, I mean, I love playing hockey in Canada.
Eddie Lax with us, former NHL goalie across the Sportsnet radio network here on Sportsnet Today. And, you know, I want to ask you, so you get the backup job in Vancouver to start the 2013-14 season, I believe after Corey Schneider was moved to New Jersey. And you play five games, you win your first start, and you pick up your first win in October there. And, you know, after five appearances in your career, Vancouver offers you a 2-year extension, over $1 million a season. What do you remember about maybe getting the phone call at that time, probably from your agent saying, you know, Vancouver wants to give you an extension here after so few games?
Yeah, so like I thought that I proved the law in the minors before I went up and everything, right? And like then when I came up and I had a good start and Torts liked me and everything like that, right? So I was surprised that it happened that fast, but I was happy that it went that fast too, because I felt at home with Vancouver. I really liked the organization, and like that's where I wanted to stay, right? So that was like a dream come true again, right? To like get that phone call and being able to sign that 2-year extension that meant that I kind of had like a 3-year deal almost, right? So that was really, really, really good.
What are some of your memories, Eddie, for playing for John Tortorella? I feel like Torts is one of those coaches that everyone that we've ever talked to on this program and other hosts across Sportsnet have talked to have always gotten something really interesting about Torts. So do you have a John Tortorella story of your own?
Yeah, I mean, the first time that I met him, because I only watched him on like TV and everything, and like the first time that I met him, and I realized like how short he was compared to me, right? I was like, is this really Torts, right? But the best Torts story that I have probably would be, so I think we played against Detroit away and we lost like 1-0 or 2-0, and Torts was talking to like the media or like the locker room. So I can't really remember which one, but he said that David Booth was our best player today. That's very good for David Booth, but very bad for our team. That's like my favorite that I remember from Torts.
did playing under him, you know, did he kind of give you confidence? Like, was he like a lot of times any player, especially a goalie, sometimes you can feed off not just your teammates but your coaches. Did Torts at any point while you played for him there in Vancouver give you that kind of shot of confidence that sometimes a goalie can really need?
Yeah. And I think that what I really liked about Torts, and I liked him before he started me like 26 games in a row or like whatever, right? Because like he always kept me in the loop, and like no matter if Louis started like 7 games in like a row, like Torts always talked to me and he always kept me in the loop, and he was always like, well, you know, like I kind of want to start you today, but we need to get Louis going, or like Louis on a winning streak now. But like just the fact that he talked to me and like made me feel important, right? That's what I really liked about him.
You know, you mentioned Roberto Luongo there, and of course Corey Schneider was another goaltender who played on the team at the same time as both of you. And I've always been curious, Eddie, what is the relationship between goalies in the same locker room? Like, how do you guys manage that, considering that there's usually, and I know that's changing today in today's NHL, but usually there's one guy getting the bulk of the starts, and you were that guy for a period of time as well, of course. But what is the relationship between all the different goaltenders in that same locker room?
So I think that I've been a part of like a lot of different relationships. Like with Louis, I was a clear-cut backup, right? So like I knew my role, and I knew that whenever I got to play, like I had to play my best, right? But then when I went to Carolina, and it was more like a battle for like the net and everything like that, like I've still been able to be friends with all my goalies that I play with, and whatever happens on the ice, and like we battle it out in practice, and you're like mad or like whatever that you don't get to play, but I've always been able to keep like the personal relationships separate, and like once we get off the ice and we were in the locker room and everything like that, like I've always been able to be friends with my goalie teammates.
Eddie Lax with us, former NHL goalie. And, you know, you recently pretty much formally announced your retirement. I believe it was at the end of March. And I know some hip issues have bothered you on and off throughout your career. And, you know, you're 32 years old now. What sort of went into the retirement decision? Were you really fighting it for a while? Like, were you totally at peace? Just kind of take us into the mindset of a NHL player deciding to hang him up.
Yeah, I told myself before my last hip surgery that was about a year and a half ago that if I'm not 100%, I'm not going to come back. And I'm going to do whatever I can to come back. But if I don't feel 100%, then I'm not going to come back. And I rehabbed it for about a year, and I kind of felt that I'm not where I want to be. Like, I am good enough to live, like, a good life. But whenever I went on the ice, like, I didn't feel ill as good as I wanted, so that's kind of what went into it, and I didn't want to go out on the ice again and battle through 82 games if I didn't feel right, and once I came to that conclusion, then I was very at peace with my decision.
And since retiring, Eddie, you've gotten involved in a few different projects. I saw there was the Eddie Lack and Friends Frontline Cup back in April, and I've also saw that you gotten involved with Vision Hockey, which is one of these, I guess, video training programs for all sorts of players, not just goaltenders, but especially during the pandemic and everyone's inside and trying to find ways for staying active. How did you, as a goalie, get involved with them and to create videos specifically that can instruct people on playing hockey?
Yeah, so I'm one of these guys that can never sit still. I like to have a lot on my plate, the vision stuff was something that I started probably like my last couple of years that I played, and just felt like a huge difference with how I saw the puck and everything like that. So, yeah, there's like a bunch of stuff that I'm involved with right now. So I played against Freddie Anderson and Austin Matthews with like the NHL 20 like a few weeks ago for charity. And yeah, there's a lot of fun stuff coming up too. So life is not over just because hockey's over for me.
So, you know, you talk about life's not being over and you're finding ways to keep busy. I'm sure you're playing a lot of golf in the Arizona area, a lot of great courses there, obviously, great weather. And one of the things you've been looking at and getting into is coaching. And you've been doing some volunteer goalie coaching work for the Arizona State Sun Devils. And I wanted to get a little bit on, you know, how that came to be and what the hockey program is like there at Arizona State. Like, is Arizona starting slowly but surely with the Coyotes and obviously Austin Matthews coming from that area, really starting to develop into a solid hockey community?
Yeah, so I played golf with the coach and the equipment guy for ASU here like a couple of times, and we kind of just started talking, and they asked if I could do something with them this year and everything, and I just said that, like, yeah, I mean this is like a great way for me to stay within hockey, and I can cheer for a team, and I can still like be around the guys and everything like that. So the first year was really, really fun. We were going to play in the national tournament, but of course that didn't happen with the COVID and everything. But yeah. This program has only been around for 5 years now, I think, as a Division I club. And it's been growing so much. And, like, Joey DeCord was the first guy that went to play in the NHL for the Senators last year. And now this year we had Brinson Pasternak sign with the Sharks. So, yeah, it's like a really up-and-coming fall program, and I'm really happy to be a part of it.
A last one before we let you go, Eddie, and you know, you're always been, I would say, pretty active on social media, which is pretty great. I think a lot of fans have really enjoyed that over the years. And how did that get started, and did you ever take any, let's say, heat from teammates, coaching staff, or the management for being so active on Twitter or Instagram?
No, but I just started, and I thought that it was fun, and it was fun to interact with people and just to kind of show people my daily life, right? I mean, yeah, I have been getting some heat throughout the years, especially, like, some old teammates and everything. They didn't really get it, and they're like, why are you doing this? Like, whatever, for me, that was always like a way for me to give back and show what I'm doing. And like, there's like a million people that want to be in your shoes and like play hockey in like the National Hockey League, right? So I just wanted to show a little bit what it was like.
At Eddie Lack is where you can find him on Twitter. Eddie J. Lack Real Estate. At Eddie Lack Real Estate on Instagram is where you can find info on his post-playing career in real estate. We appreciate the time. Stay safe out there in Arizona. If you can continue playing golf, play well. We really enjoyed this, and hope to chat again soon, man.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.